Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. A couple of years ago, my father bought a 1969 Volkswagen bus. It was still in working order, but it needed work. My father wanted to fully restore the bus once loved during the hippie era. One night, while my parents were watching television, I went into the garage, and I climbed inside the Volkswagen bus. It was amazing. It had a cool rear hatch, and there were built-in storage compartments everywhere. It had two pull-out tables, a bed, a sink, and a refrigerator. It also had a pop top. Norm, old stickers from the 60s and 70s were inside and outside the Volkswagen van. While I was inside the bus lying on my stomach, humping an old pillow that came with the van, I pulled on a rope that was hanging from the ceiling of the Volkswagen bus. When I pulled on the rope, the van pop top opened. Norm, a pop top is made out of canvas. Inside the pop top is a built-in fold-out cot. Once the pop top is engaged, a small pie-shaped room would pop out of the roof of the 1969 Volkswagen bus. In addition to the sleeping space in the actual bus, the pop top was a fun additional rooftop bedroom. Norm, when I pulled on the rope, it caused the Volkswagen pop top to suddenly spring open. When the pop top opened, a naked bearded man fell out of the rooftop cot, and he landed on top of me. The naked bearded man rammed his enormous meat deep inside my juicy, well-lubricated pussy. He shoved his prick in and out of my young pussy thousands of times with dizzying speed. He smelled like shit. There was a tattoo on his chest that read, "Make love, not war." While the bearded dude violently rammed my tight fuck hole with his huge peter, my head crashed through an old Radio Shack audio speaker. My body moved back and forth as I was bald. My huge feet also knocked out the speakers that had been mounted into the rear hatch Volkswagen door. At some time, someone installed audio speakers into the back of the Volkswagen bus bench seat and into the Volkswagen bus rear hatch door. Norm, on my 8th or 9th orgasm, I blacked out. When I woke up, a police officer told me that the original owner of our Volkswagen bus was alive and had been rushed to the hospital. Norm, the old bearded, naked, big-dicked geezer that was banging out my delicious fuckhole, fell asleep on the cot in the pop-top compartment after getting head in 1970. The original owner of my dad's newly acquired Volkswagen bus had been unconscious and inside the bus for 54 years. He was 20 when he got head at the jack-in-the-box, and 74 years old when he regained consciousness inside the Volkswagen bus. The powerful stench of my purring fuckhole woke this old 60s burnout from a deep drug-induced sleep. It was a horrible ordeal. I have an audio recording of that scary, unexpected moment. I'll play it now.
Far out. Let's get it on, slut.
That is the end of the audio clip. Norm. I pulled on a rope that smelled like weed and a used maxi pad, and I took an old hippie dick. Thanks to Rip Van Winkle, there was a hole torn into the crotch of my panties the size of an olive jar lid. I was a virgin. Additionally, I walked bow-legged for a month. Unfortunately, my father had to give the Volkswagen bus back to the old man because he still legally owned it. My little sister took a photograph of my face while I was getting fucked by the old Volkswagen hippie dude. In the photo, my eyes were rolled back and my mouth was open wide, and my lips were pulled back really far and you could see all my teeth. It looked like I was laughing, but I wasn't laughing, I was taking 11 inches. My mom told me that all women look like that when they are getting crammed. Norm, when you get this message, please call me back. All my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Hang on a second, fuckstick. Got some tobacco business here to take care of. So I've stumbled upon something so monumental, so stupendous, something of epic proportions that I wasn't even sure I could share this with you. I wasn't sure. But I thought, yeah, you know, 20, 25 years of doing this fucking shit, I could share this with this imbecile. We got this relationship. Oh, fuck. I just shot a fucking hole in the floor. I'm always doing that. Sorry about that. So I've stumbled upon something so monumental, so unbelievable, something so huge, something that nobody would ever think of in a billion years. And I've stumbled upon it, and I hate to say stumbled. See, when I do research, I research the shit out of stuff for not months or days or weeks or years. I'm talking fucking decades. And then for that decade that I've been working on whatever idea, I send shit out, handwritten stuff, to periodicals, to trade journals, to magazines. I send this stuff out every day, and I've done it since I can remember, trying to get people to see what's really going on around them. And I know one day I'm going to get something published with regards to one of these fucking ideas, one of these proven things that I've stumbled upon. I hate to say stumbled, that I've worked relentlessly toward to get the equals, to figure it out, whatever proof I'm working on. But I've stumbled upon something gigantic, and it could change and appear in every fucking newspaper, every electronic newspaper, every online paper. It could appear everywhere in the world. And I debated if I should tell you this. And I do all kinds of studies. All kinds of fucking nonstop, rigorous studies. I'm working right now, even though I'm talking to you. I have to bring myself down. I have to dumb myself down. But I'm still working, even though I'm talking to you. I got a fucking room in my house right here, and it's a spare bedroom, and in that spare bedroom are maybe 300,000-400,000 little fucking notebooks, 90 pages, 100 pages. They're thin, and they got a cardboard cover, and they're green. Sometimes they're not green, and in it is all handwritten observations and notes that I have come to conclusions on, and I save them in there. I have a little tiny hallway to get into the center of the room, and it's about a foot wide. The rest are all fucking these notebooks, right to the ceiling. And there's a little tiny one-foot hallway that you can walk in and go into the center of the room that I've left there. Now, what's in the center of the room? What's in the center of the room is a fucking pussy shrinking cream and a roll-out fucking Pilates mat. That's what's in the center of the room. And why would I have that? Because the chicks that come and visit me, some of them I get very turned on by being around someone who reads a lot or is what they think is intellectual, somebody well-read. These chicks get hugely turned on. And when they are, I take them in this room. They see all these books. I walk them to the center of it, and then I lay them gently down onto the fucking floor, the carpeted floor. And there's the pussy shrinking cream. Why is it hard to say pussy shrinking cream? You tried, fuckstick. And there's the pussy shrinking cream right there. And I play with her pussy, I shrink her fucking cunt, and then I drive my fucking pipe into that hole. I fucking fuck them out. My Abraham Lincoln log splitter, my beaver buster, my cum cannoli, I cram them with it. While they're looking at all the books, they're turned on, they love it. They think, wow, I've got something good here now. And I think that I could cling on to this, and maybe he'd take care of me to the day I die, because I can't make it. They think that about me. All the edges of the little booklets that I have, the notepads, they're all aiming out the edges of the pages in the books. And I'm always with some woman who is a squirter. When they come, you know what a squirter is? When they come, they shoot all kinds of liquid out of that cunt all over the place. Like a skunk spraying you with his protective defensive juices. It's like that when a chick squirts. And all the edges of these booklets in this room, my back room, they're all hard like they've been shellacked. They're shellacked and hard. It's really amazing. It's really something. Take them back there and I bang them out and I use my pussy shrinking cream. You have to use pussy shrinking cream in America because every goddamn chick's cunt is stretched out. You could put your fist in their cunt and they would still pretend to moan. I mean, come on, whore. Your cunt's all stretched the fuck out. It ain't hanging on to nothing no more. Stop the performance. Stop it. Big stretched out cunt. Nobody wants that in America. When's the last article you've read about a stretched out cunt and a pandemic of stretched out cunts in America with chicks trying to pay their bills, trying to hook onto some doofus like you so you'll take care of them and pay their bills? You never heard anyone say, God, what a tight cunt. See, tight cunts are gone. That's why the market's changing. That's why once a 30-year-old looked good. No 30-year-old bitch looks good anymore. Nobody wants them. You know, an 18-year-old girl thinks of a 30-year-old woman, old dried up bag of shit. She should be driving a wagon with a horse, and the back of the wagon is filled to the top like a little mini mountain of rags, and that old whore's driving town to town selling fucking rags, like the rag man once did. Used to have a wagon that would move around town to town. There was one guy and a horse, and he'd yell rags out to everywhere he went. Rags, rags, and the rags were, initially and absolutely, they were for her period. They got these big strap-on fucking things that would go around, the sanitary napkin belt, they called it, and you drive through towns and the bitches would come out wanting to buy a fresh rag for their period. No one knows what happened to those rags. I mean, where did they go? No one knows. The irresponsibility that is reprehensible and beyond spooky. It's like a horror movie, isn't it? Where do the fucking rags go? Sanitary napkin belts. You know, if you walk along the side of a street, somewhere at night or somewhere on I-75, you're walking, wherever you're walking, you'll fucking trip over one sanitary napkin belt after another. Now, what is it? Straps around their waist. There's little hooks that come from, goes down their thighs, straps around the waist, and it holds their fucking rag on. I can't tell you how many times I found that. I've taken my car in whenever I do drive it, which is rare, and more than once there's been a sanitary napkin belt that had been sucked into the air cleaner, and it's clogging up the engine, and I can't get any miles, and the engine's acting funny because a sanitary napkin belt got sucked into my fucking car. Went right in, went into the air filter where the air filter goes, got jammed all up, and it stinks. I've come upon something so monumental, so illustrious, so glorious, and I know it's true. I have no doubt that it's going to be a big discovery, and I won't have to do this shit anymore, and I'll be free. I can float around the fucking world like on a magic carpet and shit wasted on a magic fucking carpet, like something in India, floating around on a carpet, smoking shit. Got my pre-rolls and all kinds of stuff, my single-shot fucking doobies, just fucking one, just good enough for one. Little metal thing, one shot, you spoon in, you're doping it, and I'd be just doing that shit if I can somehow get the discovery that I have made, if I could get it out, if I could get people to believe in it. I mean, how do you do this discovery? It's a major discovery, and I've researched the shit out of it. And how have I researched the stuff out of it? I've talked to over 1,000 fire departments across the U.S. I've talked to over, I made it 1,000, that was the rule. I've talked to over 1,000 licensed builders across the U.S. to see if what I was thinking, what I had found, my discovery, was true. I've talked to over 1,000 electricians. I've talked to over 1,000 companies that do house insulation in the attic and stuff. I've talked to over 1,000 companies that do roof shingling. You're going to say, what does that have to do with a major discovery, Norm? Sounds like this old house or some shit like that. It's nothing like that, fuckstick. It's something big, goddammit. Something really big. I've talked to all kinds of things like that. Even I've talked to NORAD about things in the air. Over, I don't know how many times I've sent them over 500 letters, asked for information, Freedom of Information Act. I've done all kinds of stuff like that to get the information to back up what I discovered. And what I discovered will really shock you. Now, this isn't a fucking put on. This isn't a joke. Man, I'm telling you what is true. This isn't a skit. I'm not fucking trying to make people laugh or something. I'm not on a stage walking around or something, waiting for the hook to grab me by the neck and pull me off. I'm not like that. This is not like that. They're going to say, what is this major discovery, Norm? What are you talking about? I could be listening to fucking some show right now that has 10 imbeciles with 10 $500 apiece microphones all laughing for 1 hour. Each one contributed 3 minutes, and all you heard was a bunch of goddamn laughing and 50 commercials. I could be listening to that right now. I could be listening to NPR right now. They've all touched the hand of Christ. Every one of them, they're that good at NPR. But no, you're not doing that. You're kind of spending time with me. You're hovering around me. And you're waiting to tell me about your fucking, my legitimate find, my discovery. It's like laying out a big spread at Thanksgiving. And you come and you see it and you say, wow. And every year it's the same thing. And every year you say, wow, every fucking time. And what is it? Well, it has something to do with candles, with female candles. I briefly talked about candles, and maybe in the last recording, occasionally I touch on candles here and there. I once took a woman, and we went metal detecting, and we went in this old farmhouse. I told you that story. And before we arrived, I had set up a couple candles in a couple of the rooms, because I wanted to fuck her in some of the rooms of this abandoned farmhouse, so I set up candles. I hate candles. I can't stand the sight of candles. I hate the stench of them. I hate the premise of them. I don't like anything about it. Little chink pouring wax into a glass jar, knowing that some chick in America is going to be taking 10 inches of dick in her ass with that candle. It's going to be mind-numbing for the chink. He works for a fucking bicycle inner tube for fucking 40 hours a week. There he is. Get that candle at an American whore. She's got urges. They got her special needs. Went to a fucking psychiatrist once. A psychiatrist said to me, she was not bad looking. Her name was Mary. And she said, we all have, and it was the way she said it, man. She said, well, you know, Norm, we all have needs. It was like that. We all have needs. And I could tell what she was doing. She was horned out to me. She wanted to blow me. She was getting turned on because she was sitting with such a fascinated guy. But the way she said it, we all have needs. And I realized that then when she's talking about needs, like this nice little word, this tidy word that disguises a lot of fucking shit that should be illegal or stopped. So I fucking come up with this idea, and it has something to do with candles. Like I said, I fucking set up this old farmhouse, put candles in it, thought the woman would fuck me. Instead, she finds a $500,000 gold coin in my fucking extremely cheap candles. I don't remember correctly, but it seems like I took a brand name off them, Yankee Candle, and I put some unknown piece of, took off the unknown piece of shit label, and I put Yankee Candle on it. That shit matters to a woman. She comes in the room, sees a candle. What's the first thing a woman says? She thinks this. There's a candle. There's a candle to disguise the stench of my cunt. There's going to be some fucking going down here. And that's it. You just need a candle, man. So what I found, what I discovered, has something to do with a candle. Chicks and candles. They love candles because they can't dupe you into a house mortgage or dupe you into getting married until they are confident that you don't think that their cunt has any kind of odor. So they buy candles to fuck you up, to throw a wrench into your works, like opening the back of a robot and dropping a wrench in there. They do it to fuck up your reasoning, the logic, any kind of normal thinking you'd have in your head, and you'd say, it smells so nice in here. She can't have 4.5 pounds of fecal matter in her large colon. She doesn't have a yeast infection. She doesn't have all kinds of scoring in her cunt from all the dick she's taken since she was 14 years old. It's so wonderful in here, man. Look at all the candles. It's so beautiful. It's a spiritual movement. Look, I'm really got something special, like my fucking friend Eric. He's dead now. Had a lot of money. Used to pick up hitchhikers and fuck them and then throw them out the car. That's honest to God truth. They loved it. I said, you threw them out the car? I said, yeah. I look in the rearview mirror and I'd see their body rolling like a huge rolling pin. They just kept rolling and rolling and rolling until they ran out of momentum and their body would kind of turn and they'd go over the embankment into the woods. I said, did they live, Eric? He said, I don't really know. I never was picked up. I was never wanted. But, you know, that's the kind of people you meet in life. So my discovery, this whole fucking thing that's got me so revved up right now that I can talk to you. Hang on a second. I'm in the dark in this room. in the lower level of the house. And I got my dick out. It's 15.5 pounds, this enormous fucking dick. And I sit in this room on purpose because I don't want to be able to see anything as I'm telling you whatever I'm telling you. I want to solely and completely live inside my cranial vault. I want to be immersed in the bag of water that is my brain. I'm in there. And I don't want to be distracted by even one fucking thing as I tell you these things, because I don't want to corrupt it. I don't want to see something could manipulate whatever I'm saying into some other direction. So I'm in this dark room, and I got this little hand crank generator. You hear this? And right now, the bulb kind of went low. And as it went low, it dimmed out, and I couldn't see my dick anymore. It's a massive dick. Honest to God, it's not a joke. And now I'm winding it up. It's a generator. Couple cranks and it'll last the whole recording, and then I aim it at my dick, and there it is. I've got a massive dick, and I feel good to know the dick is there. Everything is all right in the world of Norm Augustinus. Everything's okay. You're safe, Norman. Don't panic. You're not going to be homeless or some shit. It's okay. There's your dick. Look at it. Big purple veins. It's safe. It's there. It's always there. It's like the foundation on a house to a man. Always remember that. Your real foundation isn't your bitch you'll pick up someday, isn't the basement and the footings in your basement, it's nothing like that. Your real footing, your real foundation is your cock. It lets you know who you are, where you've been. It tells a tale, all the stuff it's done. And it still doesn't smell. See, men don't smell. All the sin, it still doesn't have an odor. It bounces back and recovers right away for you. So this thing I did, it was a eureka moment when you say, eureka, I've discovered it, I found it. Now, have you heard, you've certainly heard this. You've heard over the years many, many times, again and again and again. You've heard what I'm going to tell you now. And it involves flying saucers or UFOs or whatever they call them now, whatever they say they are. It involves something like that. Now, you know, since you, I don't know how long you've been on the planet, since you can remember, you've heard about flying saucers and UFOs and photos and sightings and videos, and you've always looked up for yourself and you thought, I'd like to see something myself one day like that. UFO. Maybe I could get some real footage. Maybe I could fucking make some money. That's how I think. I think if I can find this Comanche tribe out in the woods here, this Apache tribe out here, this Sioux Indian tribe that lives up here in northern Michigan where I'm at, upper northern Michigan, way up on 100 acres, that's where I live. If I could get pictures of these, I'd be worth a fucking fortune. They're real fucking Apache Indians. They moved out here from out west when they were being persecuted, came to Michigan. If I could get a fucking picture of an ivory-billed woodpecker or video, if I could get a photograph of that, it's worth $50,000 because the ivory-billed woodpecker is supposedly extinct. If I can prove to people that I have gone out again and again and again, looking for, hunting down, searching for fucking pussy scalps from early colonial women who lived up here, 1800s, 1790, 1850, in rock houses and log cabins and things like that, that lived up here, and I could find an appropriate pussy scalp. Indians used to scalp the bitches cunt. Good-looking 20-year-old chick, blonde hair, some fucking Finnish bitch. She's out in the woods over here. And she's hanging up her fucking family's laundry, including her stained panties, on some string, some makeshift string that they made out of an animal pelt. The animal skin, they turned them into strings. You ever see leather shoestrings on work boots? That's what they did for clotheslines. She's up there hanging all this shit, and some savage comes behind her, some redskin, and he scalps her cunt. Takes it off and puts it in a leather bag. They were guaranteed worth money. I mean, you could buy all kinds of shit at one time in Michigan if you could find fucking pussy scalps from chicks who were once living here. The Indians come up and scalp her cunt. I've said maybe this before, this part. Never believe for a second that they were hunting for fucking furs. Bear furs, fucking wolverine furs, elk furs, fucking buffalo fur. They were never really looking for that. That was a ruse. They were looking to scalp some American bitch's cunt. To scalp it right off some fucking white, pale-faced bitch with big jugs. They wanted to scalp that cunt. It was worth a fortune. Wouldn't you yourself right now, and don't lie, wouldn't you like to go somewhere in your house, and you've got a bag there, a wampum bag or some leather bag or something, whatever, a wood cedar box you made especially for them, Wouldn't you like to go to that place in your house and open that fucking thing up and pull these pussy scalps out? Knowing that there they were in the crotch of this juicy cunt. And there it was. All kinds of cum was blown out of that fucking pelt, that pussy scalp. All kinds of perspiration, her vaginal juices, the moans, the ecstasy, the uncomfortableness, all encapsulated in this pussy scalp in your house somewhere. How much is that worth for you? There's probably people who would pay more for that. They'd think it was more valuable than gold. What is gold going for now? $2,100 an ounce? That's what they would do. They would say, fuck the gold, I want a pussy scalp. And I know they're up here, and I know that I'm going to find some big pussy scalps, and I'm going to hit pay dirt. Eventually, my ship will come in. There's all kinds of stuff like that. It's like this thing that I'm telling you about now. From pussy scalps and all over, ivory-billed woodpeckers, the sightings of the Indians up here that are still living here, maybe a UFO that is set down in the woods, deep in the woods in Michigan. We've got 1.5 acres of forest in this state, surrounded by water. Now, what does that mean to you? That means that anything is possible. Completely surrounded by water, 1.5-2 million fucking acres of forest, all protected by the state of Michigan. Anything can happen here. Anything does happen here. Again and again, strange stories, sightings, all sorts of things. This all relates to me trying to find a way to somehow get this thing I'm going to tell you about now. You've heard of fucking flying saucers. You've heard of UFOs. You've heard of beings and aliens and all that shit. And people looking up and they're seeing these lights. I'm going to tell you in this recording right now. And I was reluctant to do it. I thought, I can't tell them this in this recording. I can't expose everything about myself and die a fucking broke idiot and laying on the side of the road with some bitch going by me in a $50,000 electric car who's just had 3 orgasms and eats like nobody, like a very wealthy woman. I can't die like that. This is the one that's going to do it for me. That's why I like Michigan. Everything's possible here. Everything. And anything. The oddity, the strangeness, the woods, the darkness, the swamps, the bogs, the rivers, the streams, the brooks, the sand dunes, the way the weather works here. It's all magical, man. And that's why the fucking Indian was here. Because they knew. And I know. And now you're going to know. So what is this major discovery, this find of mine? Well, as I said, you've seen the stories about UFOs and things flying around. It's gone on for years, since the 60s, the 50s, probably way the fuck back into Egyptian times. It's probably on the walls in some fucking, some pyramid in Giza. It's probably on that same shit there. And what is it? Well, you've seen these UFOs. I told you all the people that I contacted, from roofers to electricians to, you name it, building companies. I've checked everything. And there is, in the last 50 years... to 40 years, there has been a huge increase in candles. You're going to say, Norm, what are you talking about? A huge increase in the sales of candles. And why is that? Because women are fucking at incredible rates in putting anything and everything inside their fuckhole. So all kinds of bacteria goes up. There's all kinds of bacterial infections, all kinds of fucking yeast infections. They're taking a dick and the cunt and the cunt. Take the dick in the shithole, the dick in the cunt, the dick in the shithole, sucking it and fuck. And all kinds of fucking bacteria and stuff grow in that cunt. So all kinds of women, everywhere, I guess, probably in the world, but mostly in America, I believe, at least I do, they buy these candles to mask the stench, mask it, of their fuckhole, their pleasure hole. The Abraham Lincoln log splitter is going to get jammed into. And they buy these candles. Now, the candle sales have progressively gone up and up and up and up. But only in the last 7 years have candle sales with regards to 3-wick candles gone up at all. 3-wick candles never existed years ago. They didn't exist. Yet a much tamer world, a much calmer world, a world where women knew there were constraints and they had to answer for things and immorality and all that. Well, they've negated any idea of a God completely. So that's not anymore. They don't want a 1-wick candle. A 1-wick candle means you're conservative. It likely means you might have a fresh-smelling pussy. You might have some naivety left in you. But that's gone. They now buy exclusively 3-wick candles. Come into the house, you don't smell pussy, you don't smell her rags in the goddamn garbage can next to the toilet wrapped in toilet tissue, you don't smell her urine rag, she wipes her cunt with a toilet tissue and throws it in the fucking trash can next to the toilet. You don't smell anything like that. That's a one-wick woman. That's probably what you'd have to go to. You can't get any less than that. There is nothing better than a one-wick woman anymore. Well, they kept moving that up, stepping it up. They went to two wicks, trying to block the stink from you so you'll marry them and they can get financially protected somehow through the horrible efforts, the horrible nonstop, the fucking absolute horror of you working in a factory 40, 50 hours a week. This mundacity of never fucking ends and you might get a blowjob once every 6 months. I mean, is that really worth it? No. So here's what's going on. Women are using three-wick candles like crazy. This is it. I'm going to give it to you, what do they say, in a nutshell. I'm going to give it to you broken down, condensed down, and as simple as I can make it. Women are using three-wick candles now because of the stench of their cunt. They need to hide it, block it, anything they can do to keep you coming back again and again and again. After that, it's just a fucking anything goes. After that, you're screwed, shit for brains. You can't get out. Get ready to put an air wick solid in every goddamn room. Get yourself an oxygen mask and hang the hose out your window. You're stuck. Maybe run it down the heat ducts to the floor so nobody can see it. You're just stuck. You can't get out. It's like a job and shit and a mortgage and all the bills you got. You can't get out. So while they're using this three-wick candle, maybe you're not there. Maybe you're not there. She's warming up her pussy. She's fingering her cunt. She's playing with the edges of her fucking fallopian tubes. And she's playing with her cunt lips, her labia, whatever it is. She's in there screwing around with it, just gently tapping on her clit, trying to warm herself up for you. Well, what happens? What happens when she does this? Well, the likelihood is there's been some gas pumped into that cunt from somebody before you coming over. There's been a lot of air. See, a guy's got his dick in there, a monster dick. I don't know what he is, a gaggle of Jamaicans, fucking Chicanos, Mexicans, whatever she's pumping, he's pumped all this fucking air into that cunt. And then her cunt swells up. It don't let the gas out right away. It wants to ferment that gas, turn it really putrid, and let it out then because it wants to be like this victor, this stink, get it out, can't use it anymore. It blows it out of the pussy and clears everything out of the room. She's frail at that point. When they're frail at that point because of the banging they took, they're still shaking. They're still nervous. They might even talk shakily with her voice. The point of the pussy fart being released at that particular moment is she may be in a house that's infested with bugs or fleas or silverfish or crickets or roaches. And she blows that fucking pussy fart out. It kills everything in the entire house. She's safe now. It's protecting her while she's in this nesting mode because she was fucking. Well, she's in there with her three-wick candle. And she blows a pussy fart out. The cunt opens up. What is in that pussy fart? All kinds of shit. I might talk about that now because I've come up with something. And it's another major fucking find in for me. Another coup for Norm Augustinus. She blows a pussy fart. Now, that's a lot of gas. And when I say a lot of gas, you ever see like a big beach ball? You're at a pool, you're at somebody's pool. They got like a big beach ball there. It's extremely thin vinyl. You have to blow it up. It's all kinds of colors. You might see one on a beach or in the water, floating in the water. When she blows that pussy fart out, the gas that comes out of that cunt from the banging she took from whoever she was with, Toby, I don't know who she was fucking. The banging she took, that's a huge amount of gas. And it gets ignited because of the three-wick candle. What happens to the three-wick candle? You're going to say this is silly. What happens to the three-wick candle is because of the repercussions, the impact, the blowback from the fucking pressure of that explosion, that fucking candle starts spinning. And when it starts spinning, it creates a lift. And that lift causes that three-wick candle to rise. This will sound ridiculous. This is what you're really seeing. As a three-wick candle rises with this kind of revolution, this kind of power, the impact of that fucking explosion, it's not really the explosion that kills you, it's the high amount of G's of the air that's blowing back from that, the velocity of the air. And that candle fucking rises, it goes through the ceiling of her room, her bedroom. It goes through the fucking attic and goes out the fucking house roof, just plows right out of it. Goes past the fucking shingles, goes past the insulation, tears past any fucking wiring, the plaster. It doesn't really matter. and it now is launched maybe 3, 5, 10,000 feet in the air. It's in the air. And then it starts to turn around. And when it does, those three wicks can be seen from the ground. And that candle is spinning. It's spinning because of what was going on in her fucking room. Her needs, her desires. As my counselor once said, Mary, we all have needs. And I think she wanted to fuck me. And you know, I think about her sometimes, and I think, why didn't I? Why didn't I do that? Because she was a professional, I thought. I was dumb then. I thought professionals didn't need dick. Well, they need dick more than anybody, don't they? They're getting paid by a man to root around in his head. They get turned on. I'm inside this dude. I can take him apart. I can talk about sex and shit. I'm getting turned on here. You can hear the drops of her pussy dripping from her professional pants, from her professional panties, past her pants, and into the professional chair. Well, that candle's up 5,000 feet. And it starts spinning in revolutions, revolutions, fast spinning. And what does that look like from the ground? It looks like something spinning at 3 or 4 or 5,000 feet, and you think, that's got to be a UFO. That's got to be a fucking flying saucer, bitch. Look at it. You're with some chick. I don't know where you're at. Some chick, she just beat you off somewhere. She sucked your cock somewhere. You banged her out from the rear. She's on all fours, holding on her tits and mounting her from the rear. And you see this thing in the goddamn air, taking pictures of it. Now, what would that look like in a photograph? What would that look like in a video? Well, it took some of that gas with it. Some of that gas that blew up is in the candle, the actual jar part. It starts coming down. That gas comes out. That fog-like gas comes out. And that candle is spinning. It looks like a fucking UFO in a cloud, like it's jettisoning something, like its propulsion system is creating this cloud-like gas, this fog around it. And it looks like a goddamn UFO. Now, this is what people are seeing. This is not a joke. This is what they're seeing. And how do I know this? Because I called the Roofers Association of America, and they told me, and I sent letter upon letter upon letter and talked to several hundred people at the Roofers Association. They said in the past 7 to 10 years, they have been coming to homes and repairing a hole through the roof of the house. They don't know what it is. They assume something fell, rock fell, something fell, an animal chewed a hole in it. They just assume that. But it's not that at all, is it? And you know what it is. But there's been a huge uptick in these repairs of these fucking holes in the roofs of these concubines' homes while they're in there playing with their fuckhole. Well, they're diddling around with their clit. They're taking pictures of the asshole, their cunt. Making 50 grand a picture while you and I have to work our goddamn ass off. I ask you, man, how can a cunt be worth that? How can a shithole be worth money? Who wants to see a shithole? I must be really screwed up. Maybe I'm a homo. Who wants to see a shithole? It's like coming to a septic tank. I've said this to you before, and you're sucking on the end of the septic tank. The pipe that releases the fucking drain field into the goddamn ground, you're like sucking on that and drinking that shit. That's the same thing that a woman's large colon is. It's a shithole pipe. I just eat her shithole out. She'll be with me forever. Look at that. They said that the goddamn holes, this is what I've determined, the holes are not fucking squirrels, the holes are not badgers, the holes are not woodpeckers, the holes are not fucking chewed in by anything, they're not from fucking meteorites falling through the roof, they're from candles blowing out, and they always find the same thing, and that is a hole blown into the ceiling, blown into it, and the insulation in the attic all fucking disheveled, and the wiring there, sometimes broken, in a big hole blown into the roof of the house. In the roof of the house, they can clearly see that it has not been punched in. The hole's been punched out. The plywood, the press board, whatever junk they use now on roofs, the particle board, it's all pressed out. The fucking tar paper torn to shreds. The fucking timberline shingles missing. And that's what's going on. And I've checked this and rechecked it and checked it and collated it and put it in information, put it in the software, drew pictures and diagrams. I've been drawing since I was a kid. Head over to normaugustinus.com. You can see my shit. See my shit, support the show. And that's what's really the fuck going on. Three wick candles are now UFOs. They're propelled like a fucking railgun on a battleship in America's Navy. The railgun, it's like that. The explosion from the pussy gas is so powerful, so intense, so combustible, that it blows that candle right the fuck out of her room, right through the ceiling, right out the roof, past the shingles, and up 3, 4, 5,000 feet or more, and it's spinning. And as it's coming down, it starts to wobble and all kinds of shit. It makes all kinds of motions. The light looks all different because there's 3 wicks on there. They don't usually get extinguished because why? Because 3-wick candles are specially made for pussy fucking. These intimate moments, these interludes, these special times with some slut that you're with that you picked out, you're so goddamn lucky. I may have fucked her, ate her out myself. Maybe your friend ate her and fucked her out too. You don't really know. They're spinning, they're wobbling all over the candle. And there it is coming down and starts to come down and makes this funny wobble. And people get videotape of it and they think it's a goddamn UFO when in fact it is not. It is not. That's what's going on with 3-wick candles. 3-wick candles are fucking the UFO that you're seeing today. They're the flying saucer that you're seeing today. They're these unknown aircraft that are up there. I don't know, they got some new name for it, that are up there in the photographs and the videos and the people who swear they saw it. It's some fucking 2-cent candle that's $28 or $50 that they'll pay anything for to cut through the stink of that fuckhole. What's the fuckhole? A kid comes out of it. What's the tits? Just 2 bags of fucking limp bags of skin that had milk in it. Run to that fuck stick. It's waiting for you. You're so goddamn lucky. Here it comes. Here comes a UFO. It's not a UFO. She was warming up her cunt. Blew the candle out of the house like a fucking one of those new rail guns on battleships in America. High-powered fucking explosion. Doesn't need fucking gunpowder. Just destroy anything that the thing hits. Whatever it was plugged in there. The bullet. Whatever it is. That's what it is. And all these years people thought, and I came to this by what? I came to it because I said that this has been only in 7 years that the UFOs have upticked so much. Because the fucking 3-wick candle's only been available 3 years. 3-fucking-wick candle. You think it's a mistake that the wax in it? The actual wax that's in a 3-wick candle, you might not know this. It's actually not real wax. It's wax cut with a special chemical, a solidifier, that will only allow the wax to get so hot. Now, why would you need wax that could get only so hot? I want the wax to be hot. I want a functional fucking candle. I'm in my room somewhere. The power's out. I want a functional candle without any pussy-cutting stench, odor concentrate put into it. I want a regular candle. So why would they do this to the wax of candles today, specifically 3-wick candles? They do it because chicks take that candle wax and pour it all over your balls, fuckwad. They pour it all over your cockhead. You pour it all over their tits. You pour it onto their clit. Anything they can do to feel alive for one fucking second because they're basically walking fucking rag zombies. There they are, bleeding all over the place in another world with their eyes rolled back, shaking. They don't know where they're going to go, where they've been to. They just don't know. They put a special wax in a 3-wick candle because it won't scald their skin. It won't welt it up. There won't be big fucking water blisters all over the place. It's a special wax. Honest to God. Special. It's the same thing with the fucking the glass in it. Sometimes the wax in a candle can move a certain way. And you can look through the side of the glass of the candle, the actual glass jar of the candle. You can look through the glass because the wax will move out of its way. Why do they do that? What is the point of that? Why does that, would that even happen? Because when you look through it, you're going to see a very distorted image of the fucking monster, this ugly dog you just banged. A very distorted image that's been influenced by the stench, the perfume of that candle, and the idea that you really scored. Now, that's all propaganda. That shit started 1 billion years ago. You might get lucky. You ever hear that phrase? I might get lucky. They fucking developed that phrase a long time ago so that you would overlook the idea that you're not getting lucky. You're getting broke. You're being broken down. You're going to go broke and be broken down. They don't want you to know that. They wanted to set the idea that out there in the world that you were getting lucky. Look at me get lucky. I'm so fucking lucky. I can't tell you how many times I've run into women or run them over after I was so goddamn lucky just to get rid of them. Some bitch once was hitchhiking up here in the middle of nowhere, and I was on this road. I was going to this convention, and she was hitchhiking, and I picked her up, and I thought, what a lovely thing. This is an exception. This is a nice-looking woman. I like it. A nice-looking woman, she's hitchhiking, she's vulnerable. In the old days, if you had a hitchhiker, she was guaranteed to lick your balls, thumb out your asshole, you could 69, all kinds of stuff. Pull over, pull out your blanket, and bang her out and shit. Walk around in the goddamn woods looking for fucking acorns and leaves like chicks like to do. That's stupid shit. And I picked this hitchhiker up. While we're driving down the road, she says to me this, could we stop at a store? This is not a joke. I said, how come? I don't remember what her name was. I might have said miss. I can actually use the word miss if I'm very uncomfortable and I'm trying to protect myself. All doors are closed and I might say miss. I said, how come, miss? What's, you okay? She said, I need to get some feminine napkins. I'm on my period. Now that's a kiss of death. I'm on my period. She says, can you stop up there? Now I knew I had a very needy motherfucker who was probably mental. Stopped at some supermarket on the way, a smaller supermarket. What was the name of that thing? First Choice or I can't remember the name of the supermarket. It was something like that. And I said, yeah, I'll go in there. Now I stayed a long time and I was hoping to go out the back door. I was going to go out the back door, stall around back there till she left, but she didn't leave. She came out of the car. I saw her coming to the store. She spotted me straight away and started fucking following me. I mean, following me fast. People were looking at me. It looked like a real fuck-up. I looked like something wrong with me. Can you imagine that the kind of person I am, Norm Augustinus, that they would think that I'm something else? It really hurt. I'm going up and down the goddamn aisles like a penguin on speed. That's how I moved. Up and down the aisles. I'd stop. I'd duck. I'd get up. And she could still find me. It was a horrible fucking moment. I may have told you this before. And I finally got out of the store. She wasn't behind me, but then I did see her coming. I got out of the store, got in the car, and was so fucking afraid of her. She had a box of rags in her hand. Either plastic, I think, a plastic bag. Like, it was like a plastic bag. Not a box of rags. Like a plastic bag of rags. But it wasn't a box. I know they sell them in box form, but this is a plastic bag of rags. It looked like she was carrying a football under her fucking arm, like she was running 50 yards on some fucking professional football field, the NFL. It looked like that, like she was getting ready to toss it or had been thrown the ball, and she caught it and was now running. I got in my car, motherfucker. I locked every goddamn door, and I didn't think when I pulled out, I just gunned it. It was an old fucking car. Got this house up here. It had an old car in it. I fixed it up. Had a fucking the Argo Frontier 18 horsepower, a fucking all-terrain vehicle. I fixed it up. Piece of junk. And I hit that thing. Now, this isn't in a time like today. This car, I was told, had a 454 fucking four-barrel engine. Four-barrel for the carb, the air gasoline mix in the carburetor. And this goddamn thing, when I took off, the whole rear end exploded. This is no lie. What I was told was the fucking drive shaft and the U-joints and all that shit went crazy and beat the shit out of the rear end, the leaf springs and all that, the differential, and it blew out the entire rear wheels, the assembly, the rear differential, the axles, everything fell the fuck off. And I remember sliding into a dirt road that wasn't directly visible to her. And I saw her walk right past me. I was going to be dead, man. I saw her go right past me. I'm sitting on the side of a dirt road deep down there with no way out of there, looking like a royal fuck-up. I looked really goofy, man. People went past me that lived on the dirt road. There I was sitting there, and they were wondering, how the fuck did he get here? How's that car work? There's no rear wheels on it. Yeah, there was no rear wheels on it. I couldn't get rid of this bitch. I was scared to death of her. And that's what a woman can do to you. You have to understand how badly it can be for you. You have to know when to fucking bail, when to pull the sting on the fucking parachute and get out of there. And I knew I was dead when I saw her coming towards me with a football under her arm like she had 70 yards to run. On speed. It was really scary. And I thought, never again. I picked her up fucking hitchhiking. Never again would I do something like that around a fucking female. And it's the same thing with the bitches and the candles. It's the same damn thing, fuckstick. It's not a joke. They would never print this. Why would you need to sell a three-wick candle? Are you illuminating something? Is it an emergency? Has Russia dropped a nuke on us? Now I need a three-wick candle. Why do I need a three-wick candle? Why would I go in a house and see a bitch with a three-wick candle? You know why? Because they're fucking and sucking all the goddamn time. Vitamin D, man. Vitamin dick. And that's all I want is vitamin dick. I'm just sitting here. Hang on a second. My light just went out. I can't see shit. I'm in total darkness, which I do like, but I like this because when I run this generator up, wind it up, I can see my cock. It's like glowing down there. Just a little silhouette of my cock. You can see some of the pink. And I just know it's there, and I can't explain to you why it feels so good, but it feels so damn comfortable and reassuring. Man, that's what people are seeing. That's what people are seeing. They're seeing fucking candles upside down from bitches buying three-wick candles that explode when their pussy gas comes out. It just blows it up. Let me tell you something here. I don't know how much time I got. I've been doing these so long that I know how long to talk, and I can tell. I usually start perspiring and shit. When the perspiring is going down my sideburns and down on my chin and dropping on my thighs, I know that I'm probably around 50 minutes. When it's faster than that, I know that I'm on an hour or something like that. Gets really fucking hot. I'm going to tell you something about pussy farts now that I'm on this pussy fart shit and why the UFOs, the sudden surge of UFOs and what they really are. When I was underwater looking for this bitch that was ice fishing with me, she was underwater. She didn't come back up. I had a basement on my ice fishing shanty. All the fucking water thawed out right away. There was no ice fishing season whatsoever way the fuck up here, and that's unheard of. She ended up going down. She wouldn't come up. She was using a sex machine. She wouldn't stop pumping off her fuckhole long enough to save herself. See, they'd rather die having an orgasm than to swim to the surface where there's reality. They don't want that. While she was under there, I couldn't find her. So when I went back to look for her and stuff, I had a garden hose, had a snorkel. It was a long air hose. I used it. It connected to a fucking outdoor shitter, and some chick went in there and fucking blew a pussy fart, and I inhaled it, and I felt sick, and I was sure I got the bends. When she farted, I could hear it, even though I didn't have this hose connected to my ears. I just heard, that's what it sounded like, and I breathed that in. Well, when I was under there, I saw nooks and crannies and edges, and even formations of rocks and things like that. And I got to thinking, you know, if a chick goes underwater, the Titanic or anything, she sinks to the bottom. She's had a big fuck fest. She took on fucking Toby and all his friends. She's on the Titanic or on some lake somewhere, Lake Superior, which is huge and very deep, spookily deep. And she's on there. She's took all kinds of dick all night long and drank champagne. Now, if something happens and they go overboard, they go to the bottom. Well, they were just taking dick. As they took dick, and they're going down. Their body hits the bottom, whatever lake it is, whatever fucking ocean, whatever it is. Their body hits the bottom, and they blow a pussy fart, and that pussy fart gets trapped under the water. It's trapped on some ledge, some under fucking ground cave or something like that. Do you know that that bubble will never pop? Not ever. Doesn't matter how old it is, 200 years old, 300 years old, some old cave bitch that was thrown into the water for some sacrifice. If she blew a pussy fart out, that fart will never fucking pop, ever. It just stuck there for all eternity. So what does that mean? I thought this when I was trying to find this bitch. I can't find her. I don't know where she is. Fucking had an Indian helping me. I accidentally blew her brains out with a Glock. Fucking with a Glock that's been rigged with a device that makes it an automatic. I blew her brains out. We're going to fucking this. It was just a complete abortion. Running flaps. I don't know if you knew her name or not. But underwater, that pussy fart will stay there forever. Now, if I could go and start a new research thing, try to get money, try to get funds, try to get donations, if I could get a specially equipped ship that could do this for me, work with me in this way, I might finally be able to make money enough and to live the life that I wanted to live. If I could just find a way to get a ship or something like that, a ship and all the supplies I need, the equipment I would need. And all I have to do is go diving and try to find bubbles that are trapped on ledges and in nooks and crannies and in caves, and then see if these bubbles were ejected by some bitch's pussy when she went into the water. Now, what would I find in that bubble? I'm really excited about this idea. I'm excited about this as much as I'm excited about exposing what UFOs really are, exposing what flying unidentified objects really are, flaps or wraps or whatever they call them. I'm exposing that and then drawing in all the funds, the cash that is generated by my discovery. And it's the same thing I feel about this, the pussy fart bubbles underwater. I mean, maybe some bitch died 500 years ago. She's on some fucking deerskin canoe. She goes over. She was taking an Indian dick all night long, and she blows a pussy fart. Well, that fart's trapped underwater. It's perfectly 100% hermetically sealed, and it's there forever. Now, what I do is I go up to the bubble. I've got a massive syringe, like the syringe you would drive into a person's heart. I don't know what they, testosterone or what, adrenaline. The syringe you would pump into somebody's heart who stopped, their heart stopped, big honking syringe. If I could get under these bubbles and put the tip of the syringe just into the bubble and extract that air, I could now dissect with all my fucking, I've got all kinds of microscopes, all kinds of slides, all kinds of equipment, all kinds of testing units and all kinds of distillery. I've got all kinds of shit, shakers. I have it all. So I have spoons, I have fucking grinders, I have fucking all kinds of clip. If I could get that bubble and extract that air, I could tell you what this bitch likes to do. I could tell you without question. I mean, it would be better than Amazon knowing everything about you. The guy started that company by knowing what who people were, what they liked, where they were, what their needs were, what they kept buying. If I could get this air out of these pussy bubbles, I could now know exactly what motivates what a woman really does in secret. Yeah, and analyze that air. You find all kinds of shit in there, wouldn't you? From perspiration to scabs to deodorants to perfumes. I would know after 10, 15, maybe 100 fucking bubbles that I dissect and examine and scrutinize under a microscope. I could know what really goes on, the secret life, the cunt life, of what they call a female, this carbon-based thing, big-titted thing. I could really know what was going on now because I've dissected, I've extracted, I've distilled all the fucking, whatever the research I found. I could now say she's this, she's this, she's this, she's this. And if it kept reoccurring, I know what a woman likes to put in that cunt. I know how to turn the woman on by what I find in her cunt. I know how the woman operates by what I find in that cunt, that bubble that's been there forever. Perfectly encapsulated bubble, hermetically sealed. Whatever's inside that bubble could never get fucking corrupted because it's sealed in a hermetically sealed container, which is the bubble, and it's exactly like the day it went in. It's like an ancient fossil, like finding a caveman in the fucking ice somewhere, in some mountain somewhere, preserved by the ice. Only mine's much more purer, much more accurate. It's the art of studying bubbles that were ejected out of a woman's cunt when she was dead, when she drowned, when she was going to the bottom of whatever lake, ocean, whatever deep stream, fucking wherever the Loch Ness is. She's going down to the bottom and there's a bubble caught up on something. It was her bubble. I can take her apart. I know what she is. And I can become a superhuman being with regards to a female, a super mind with regards to what a fucking female really is. Not the image that they sell you and I, not this bullshit in some commercial, not some bullshit in some magazine, not anything like that. I can know it, it's barest essential what she really is, because all they think about, all they do is play with their fuckhole, their cunt, their best friend. They're always down there. They're always rotating and rubbing and scratching and digging and sinking things into it. And I could know this just absolutely without question. And what would I do? I would get this out to periodicals, to professional journals. I'd get this shit out and the fucking money would roll in. Here's the headline or something, the title in the story. Everything you know about women is a fucking lie. It's all bullshit. You've been conned. And then they tell you what's inside the cunt. I actually listed on the whole fucking page of what I found in 50 or more cunts, exactly the same thing every time. From wood chips, because she was fucking herself out with a fucking big wooden doll. From wood chips to steel iron ore, because she was fucking herself with a railroad spike that held the train tracks onto the big 4x4 fucking, I mean not 4x4, the big fucking railroad ties are covered in creosote, they're under the tracks. I find that in her cunt and I know it, don't I? Corn cob. I find traces of a corn cob in her cunt. I know what she likes, don't I? It's not just some stupid question. Well, they'll never really answer the real question. They'll answer it guardedly if they're in a survey. There's some private room survey. They'll never really tell you the truth, would they? If I could find shit like that in there, in that cunt, I've got the roadmap to pussy. I mean, absolutely, unequivocally, I would have the Bible of pussy. And I could sell you the fucking things you need to know. I could sell you these items, these things that you need to know that will absolutely work for her. You find fucking traces of gold in there? She was maybe fucking someone's fucking fingering her out. She was fingering herself out. She was wearing a gold ring. You see how telling that is, man? This isn't bullshit. I'm so goddamn fired up. I'm really fired up with enthusiasm that I can't actually express it correctly here. Even here, there are certain dynamics I have to follow, certain rigid rules. I mean, a recording is a recording, digital or not. I'm just making a fucking recording like Thomas Edison did a zillion years ago. I don't know what they call these podcasts. I'm just making a fucking recording. But who could sell a recording? Recording sounds dumb. Recording sounds like something you did as a kid with a cassette. You're with some chick or something. You're making some fucking game out in the street and playing with chalk, and you got a recorder. That doesn't sound sellable at all. I would know, at the purest form, like a perfumery or something like that, I'd have that kind of study, that kind of involvement with regards to a woman's cunt. If there's like oak in there, I know that she maybe was drinking something, oak barrels, wine. I'd know what was in there. I could find probably, I guesstimate that I'll probably find when I start this, if I do start it, I'll find probably 500 to 1,000 items in that cunt. Now, if one is random, just one I did, I wouldn't really have any real research. But if I could check at least 500, 1,000 different women, and they all popped up the same shit, I know what to put in front of a bitch when she comes to my goddamn house. I know what to do with her. She comes over, you don't know if you're going to be fucking and sucking. She looks at the kitchen table there, whatever you got there, your kitchen table radio or whatever, your old tube radio, you collect them. She looks at the kitchen table and everything I found in her cunt. These 500 to 1,000 women, 2,000 women that I extracted this information from an old pussy bubble that was down there stuck on some ledge. She sees all these things on a table and she fires off, man. It clicks all the fucking ticks one by one and you'll be fucking and sucking. Now, what would you pay for that? Well, it's priceless, isn't it, fuckstick? You can put no value on that. You got all the information to turn her on and onto you. Instead of being lonely all the time, beating your fucking meat, flagging your fucking cock, watching TV, eating a pizza, $2.99 at fucking Walmart or wherever you buy, you now could invite some bitch over, and on all the shelves in your house, you put all the shit that I found in these pussy bubbles. You recreate it, don't you? There's wine in there, cunt. You put wine out. I find traces of fucking wine in there, right? I try and faces of malt liquor in her, cunt. Some old malt liquor. You put that shit out. I find traces of fucking gold or silver. You know that she was fingering herself with gold or silver rings on. It's all trapped into that cunt. As she was getting fucked out, she's gripping, she's grappling, she's clutching onto things, then going to her cunt and playing with her clitoris. It all gets sucked into that fucking the vortex of that pussy as that fucking stirrer, that mixing spoon, which is a cock, mixes that concoction up, and it now distills and becomes this pure essence inside this pussy bubble underwater. It's all there for me to explore, isn't it? It's all there for me to explore, fuckstick, and you're going to maybe think it's nuts. But a lot of people think the shit I say has real value. It's going to be in a periodical one day. You got fucked because Norm Augustinus showed you what to do with his pussy bubble fucking study, his research, right? She's in some fucking train car from 1840 or some shit like that. I couldn't use that. There's pieces of fabric on the microscopic level from the seats that were in that train. I can't recreate that. You can't sit on those seats anymore. But anything that I can recreate today that's still available today, I could. And you'd have the information for a price. The information for a price from the mind of Norm Augustinus, motherfucker. This isn't a joke. You got to find the pussy bubbles, the pussy fart bubbles. And when I do start, I'm going to hire a team of people that will search for the pussy fart bubbles. Hang on a second, fuckstick. Now, they're different a little bit. When you aim a special UV light at them, they kind of glimmer, like some kind of bizarreness. They have a glimmer unlike other bubbles. Why? Because there's methane, traces of methane in that pussy fart. That's gas, people farting. There's traces of methane in it. There's traces of carbon dioxide in it from their breaths. It changes when you aim a blue light on it. It'll change it, and I'll know what the pussy fart bubbles are. Eventually, I could have teams and teams of people all over the goddamn world extracting, dissecting, and coming to grips, coming to terms with what goes inside a woman's pussy. Goddamn, am I excited.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Orla, how are you? I have come up with a unique candle that I believe will take the world by storm. Let me tell you about it. Orla, I'm sure you are aware of 1, 2, and 3-wick scented candles. As you know, scented candles are used by women to kill the powerful stench emitted by a vagina when the vagina is near a dick or when the vagina is about to take a dick. Orla, manufacturers keep adding more wicks to candles in an effort to neutralize pussy odors during intimate sexual moments. But it's not working. Even with 3-wick candles, men all over the world vomit, pass out, or even die when they are exposed to raw vaginal odors just prior to the act of intercourse. Up until now, there was nothing on earth that could mask the putrid stench of a revved up, dripping, switched on, throbbing, hairy clam. Orla, I have invented a woman's fuck masking candle that does not have multiple candle wicks. It has 1 wick, and that wick is 2 inches in diameter. In addition to the 2-inch in diameter candle wicks, I have added 16 ounces of FDS vaginal deodorant spray and 12 ounces of Raid insect killer concentrate into the wax of each of my spearmint scented screw candles. My deluxe heavy duty big flamed cunt cutter candles are spiked with a proven cocktail of chemicals that will nuke all threats that may originate from a woman's unsavory fuckhole. Smoke billows from the wicks of my candles. Orla, kill the crabs, VD, warts, and all seemingly unstoppable pussy odors before the man's dick even goes in the hole. With my thick-wicked fuck-masking candle, men will not faint, puke, or die in the presence of a goose-pimpled, dripping snatch. Men will fuck because they can breathe. Orla, can you loan me $1.2 million to help me get my candle into production? Please send me the check ASAP or pass this letter on to a friend or fuck off. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the park. She was with your mother. Your big-titted little sister was leaning against a large wooden wall. The wall had lots of long wooden pegs sticking out of it. The pegs were for skaters. The skaters would hang their shoes on the pegs during the winter time while they ice skated atop the park ice rink. While your big-titted little sister was chatting with your mom, I shoved my huge cock through one of the holes that had been drilled into the wooden wall. Lucky for me, the wooden peg was missing. When your big-titted little sister realized what I was doing, she moved her ass into position and she allowed my dick to enter her asshole. While your mom and big-titted little sister talked, I reamed out her asshole, and when I was done with her asshole, your big-titted little sister leaned over at about a 45-degree angle so that I could slide my thick cum cannon into her vagina. Your big-titted little sister looked like she had MS or lupus or spinal column issues because your big-titted little sister's head was almost at her knees as she took my dick while at the same time chatting with your mother and trying to look like she wasn't engaged in intercourse.
Attention, candle store shoppers. This is Baloney Pony, the store manager. Ladies, right now you can buy a heavy-duty, single-wick fucking candle for only 99 cents. Ladies, these are not your ordinary, everyday 3-wick candles. This is a 1-wick fuck candle, and that 1 wick is 2 inches in diameter. This amazing candle comes packed with all kinds of vaginal odor-cutting and bug-killing chemicals. The chemical cocktail is embedded into the spearmint-scented candle wax. Your man will think you're a fresh virgin, and he'll dive headfirst into your dripping, pulsating cunt. Light it up, girl, and watch the big flame and black billowing smoke gather at the ceiling and start fucking. He won't smell your cunt ever, and that's a guarantee from the manufacturer. Join the millions of women who are now homeowners thanks to this revolutionary 1-wick odor masking fuck candle. This has been Baloney Pony, the store manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
when you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.